Now, what is this that he's going to talk about? This economy now. He says, how, verse 3 and 4, how that by revelation, that is by the apocalypse, the mystery, that is the sacred secret, was made known to me. That is, now Paul says, the mystery was made known to him. Now, on the basis of this, there are those that immediately say, these hyper-dispensationalists, they say, well, now Paul was the only one that had the mystery. That is, they used to say that. I don't know whether they still say it or not. I have very little contact with them today, by the way, but after studying the third chapter of Ephesians here, I expect to have a whole lot of contact with them. I'm sure that they'll be writing to straighten me out concerning this. Now, he's going to make it very clear in this chapter that this that has been revealed was not revealed to him alone. Let me drop down to verse 5. Which in other generations was not made known unto the sons of man, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles are fellow heirs of the same body and fellow partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus by means of the gospel. Now, that was something, you see, that all the apostles had. So, Paul here speaking of himself here at the beginning, he says, since he's writing to them and he's had his ministry with the Ephesians, he says it was made known to me, but is also made known to the other apostles, as I've written in few words, whereby when you read, you may perceive my insight, that is my understanding in the mystery of Christ, which is Christ, of course. Now, in other words, by revelation means that Paul's conversion, when Christ informed him that when he persecuted the church, he persecuted Christ. The church was the body of Christ. And Paul found out for the first time God is doing something new, that a church had come into existence. And that, you see, was on the day of Pentecost. Now, the mystery, the sacred secret, as we've said before and we continue to repeat it, was not a whodunit, nor was it something mysterious. It was specifically something not revealed in the Old Testament. Therefore, it was unknown to man, because it could only be known by revelation. But now it's revealed in the New Testament. And this word is used 27 times in the New Testament. It refers to about 11 different mysteries. Paul seems to be making a contrast, actually, with the mystery religions of the Greco-Roman world. And there were many in that day. These were secret lodges in which sadistic rites were performed. And the initiate was warned not to reveal the secrets of the mystery religions. And I have in my study that I made, in fact, it was a thesis I wrote when I was in seminary on the mystery religions. This is something that even today not too much is known about, and yet we do know a great deal about them, but very few Christians seem to know about them. Now, in contrast, Paul says, woe is me if I preach not the gospel. And we are stewards today of the mysteries of God. That is, we are to give the message out. This is not something to be kept in a secret lodge. This is something to be shouted from the housetops. Now, Paul had made brief reference to the mystery back in verse 9 of chapter 1, you'll recall. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, he mentions it there. And then you come on down and you find that, again, Paul mentions this matter of the mystery in the second chapter, verse 14. For he is our peace, who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall a partition between us. And this was something that had not been revealed before, you see. And in that sense, it was a mystery, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, to make of himself of two, one new man, so making peace. Now, this was something that was, you see, not revealed before. Now, the mystery is that Christ is risen. He's head of a new body made up of Jews and Gentiles and of all tribes and peoples of the earth. This was not revealed in the Old Testament. Paul, you remember, put it like this in Romans 16, 25. He says, now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began. You see now, he makes clear here what he's talking about. The mystery was not revealed before. And in Colossians 1:26, even the mystery, which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but is now made manifest to his saints. Now, anybody that goes back into the Old Testament says this is the church back in the Old Testament, you know something that apparently God wasn't telling. And I would say you're almost smarter than the Lord is. You more or less usurped his place because you're telling something that he didn't tell and he didn't make it known, and that back in the Old Testament wasn't there. And apparently these folks know something that God didn't know back in the Old Testament. My friend, may I say to you, the mystery means he didn't reveal it in the Old Testament. And since he didn't reveal it, it's not there.